Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our art, we can make a change for the better. Reach together, reach together.
Suzuki speaking for ECHO, the Environmental Children's Organization. We are a group of 12 and 13-year-olds trying to make a difference. Vanessa Setti, Morgan Geisler, Michelle Quigg, and me. We've raised all the money to come here ourselves, to come 5,000 miles to tell you adults you must change your ways. Coming up here today, I have no hidden agenda. I am fighting for my future. Losing my future is not like losing an election or a few points on the stock market. I am here to speak for all generations to come. I am here to speak on behalf of the starving children around the world whose cries go unheard. I am here to speak for the countless animals dying across this planet because they have nowhere left to go. I am afraid to go out in the sun now because of the holes in our ozone. I am afraid to breathe the air because I don't know what chemicals are in it. I used to go fishing in Vancouver, my home, with my dad, until just a few years ago we found the fish full of cancers. And now we hear of animals and plants going extinct every day, vanishing forever. In my life, I have dreamt of seeing the great herds of wild animals, jungles and rainforests full of birds and butterflies, but now I wonder if they will even exist for my children to see. Did you have to worry of these things when you were my age? All this is happening before our eyes, and yet we act as if we have all the time we want and all the solutions. I'm only a child, and I don't have all the solutions. But I want you to realize, neither do you. You don't know how to fix the holes in our ozone layer. You don't know how to bring the salmon back up a dead stream. You don't know how to bring back an animal now extinct. And you can't bring back the forest that once grew where there is now a desert. If you don't know how to fix it, please stop breaking it. Here, you may be delegates of your government, business people, organizers, reporters, or politicians, but really, your mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, aunts and uncles, and all of you are someone's child. I'm only a child, yet I know we are all part of a family, 5 billion strong. In fact, 30 million species strong. And borders and governments will never change that. I'm only a child, yet I know we are all in this together and should act as one single world towards one single goal. In my anger, I am not blind, and in my fear, I am not afraid of telling the world how I feel. In my country, you make so much waste. We buy and throw away, and yet northern countries will not share with the needy. Even when we have more than enough, we are afraid to share. We are afraid to let go of some of our wealth. In Canada, we live the privileged life with plenty of food, water, and shelter. We have watches, bicycles, computers, and television sets. The list could go on for 2 days. 2 days ago here in Brazil, we were shocked when we spent time with some children living on the streets. This is what one child told us. I wish I was rich. And if I were, I would give all the street children food, clothes, medicines, shelter, and love and affection. If a child on the streets who has nothing is willing to share, why are we who have everything still so greedy? I can't stop thinking that these are children my own age, that it makes a tremendous difference where you are born, that I could be one of those children living in the favelas of Rio. I could be a child starving in Somalia, or a victim of war in the Middle East, or a beggar in India. I am only a child, yet I know if all the money spent on war was spent on finding environmental answers, ending poverty, and finding treaties, what a wonderful place this earth would be. At school, even in kindergarten, you teach us how to behave in the world. You teach us not to fight with others, to work things out, to respect others, clean up our mess, not to hurt other creatures, to share, not be greedy. Then why do you go out and do the things you tell us not to do? Do not forget why you are attending these conferences, who you're doing this for. We are your own children. You are deciding what kind of a world we are growing up in. Parents should be able to comfort their children by saying, everything's going to be all right. It's not the end of the world, and we're doing the best we can. But I don't think you can say that to us anymore. Are we even on your list of priorities? My dad always says, you are what you do, not what you say. Well, what you do makes me cry at night. You grown-ups say you love us, but I challenge you, please, make your actions reflect your words. Thank you.
I'm calling out to the whole wide world. Help me scream and shout that we want peace. Big love to Emmanuel Jao.
Oh yeah, I'm looking for some people who's looking for peace. Maybe together we could make the war cease. Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it really kind of baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace. And we cannot change the way people act, and we cannot change the way people think. So if we sit back, chill out and relax, civilization will soon be extinct. That's why I am. I'm calling on the whole wide world. Come on, people, would you help me? I wish the world was a little bit better. Time to start looking at the man in the mirror. Fear is the devil policeman. Fear make a genocide with Hitler so he can. Feel a war of genocide and have a good weekend. Signing up the land cause nobody was speaking. That's why I am. I'm calling on the whole wide world. Come on people, would you help me? Poor people living and die for the world gone deaf, the world gone blind, the world people sitting down on the behind. Nobody cared about the poor and needy. Too busy sucking up to the rich and the greedy. For every hero there's a villain. I am dealing. We gotta stop sending our own sin. One more time, we got no more time. We gotta figure out the way that we could all combine. Hey. Like Jericho, the walk and stumbling down. The sound of voices out of cities around. You know what it's worth.
What is my path? How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.
Welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams, and we are looking forward to a dynamic show today. I think we've already had a great start listening to the children talk about, you know, reminding us of our responsibility not just to live this life to suit our own purposes, but to live the life that allows seven generations and beyond to not only exist but to thrive, and to thrive in a better place than what we have. So what we do as stewards of resources, stewards of wisdom, stewards of knowledge, stewards of right action, makes all the difference in their lives and the quality of life for children around the world. They are our future. And we have to remember that as we look around us and we see the things that are happening in our world, in our communities, even in our homes, let's ask ourselves on a daily basis, is what I see around me reflecting the values that I'm projecting, that I'm saying what I believe, is it reflected in my home, in myself, and in the world? So welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I wanted to take a moment before we get started on a great interview just to let you know that the American Visionary Art Museum in Baltimore will be hosting the State of Our Earth Echo Conference, and that's going to be on January 22nd. It's going to be all day starting at 10 a.m. It's free. It's going to be up on the third floor, the Jim Rouse Visionary Center. I will be speaking there, providing some messages from the grandmothers and messages that have come forward from years of walking around the world and traveling with elders. So I hope to see you in Baltimore at the Visionary Arts Museum State of Our Earth Echo Conference. And that, again, is January 22nd, all day long, beginning at 10 a.m. My very special guest today is someone who's very near and dear to me. In fact, she feels like my very own daughter, and I know her mother walks on water will allow me that privilege because she, in truth, is my sister. So today we have Minister Mahatra, Three Buffaloes woman, the granddaughter of the late Mountain Eagle woman. She is the 11th generation to carry on the legacy of the sacred medicine of the Choctaw Nation. Minister Mahatra is the co-founder of the Temple of Atma, and we're going to hear a lot about that in this interview, and a spiritual life coach. After spending many years as a secret alchemist, time for all folks to come out. This is the time of revelation for sure. She has been guided to now share her gifts with the collective, as well as build the first metaphysical learning center for children. This school will provide a safe and nurturing place for children with special abilities to learn how to master their gifts. And I, you know, I firmly salute you and support you in that. Having been a child that was born, you know, kind of weird, if you will, in the sense that I could see things and learned very early in life that you can't always speak about what you see because it frightens people, so I began to shut down. So I'm very interested in how we create learning systems that support young children who have special gifts and support them in dreaming and support them in envisioning the world as it can be, in fact, as it really ought to be. So welcome, Mahatra, Three Buffaloes woman. How are you today? And welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio.
Halito, I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, because I'm in my mobile office, so I started to make sure that, you know, the signal's strong enough that you can hear me. But I'm doing good. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. Let's jump right in. First of all, let's talk about what has led you to the point where you are in your own development and how the Temple of Atma was birthed and what your goals are with that. And then I was thinking we could go into talking about your future goals of the metaphysical school for young children.
Okay, yeah, let's see. So right now, it's just the last few years has been quite a beautiful and interesting journey. I have to say that I think the earliest part of me really getting this jump start, like really, really, was probably when I started having children. Prior to that, you know, I was, you know, kind of carefree and, you know, just doing my own thing. And once I actually got pregnant with my first daughter, you know, everything you just came to just front of my mind, like, oh, my goodness, you know, this will be the 12th generation, you know, to carry on this medicine. How do I make the most, you know, how do I assist her with really walking in her evolution? And my daughter, she's 7 now, so this has definitely been, I mean, it's been a lifetime process, but at least over the last 7 years has just been so miraculous and eye-opening, especially with her coming into this world, just such an old spirit and such an old soul. When I remember she was about two and she told me, you know, I have instructions for you on how I'm to be fed. You know, that's like how she came to me. And I was kind of like, okay. You know, so she gives me this list on how she's supposed to be dealt with and fed and, you know, her whole life. And she was just really giving this to me at two. That's when I think it really hit me like, wow, this is going to be an amazing journey. So that was 7 years ago. And more recently, two and a half years ago, we moved, my daughters and I moved to Mountain Eagle Place, which is the spiritual healing center where my grandmother started, dedicated to preserving the African and Native culture and allowing indigenous people to have a safe place to practice. Once she passed away, she left it to my mother, and my mother went on to travel and do some things, and so it was my turn to take that space and continue the legacy. And when I was there, it's where a lot of growth and development and sitting with myself and becoming very, very, very humble in just this whole process, because we were out in the middle of nowhere. It's me and, you know, my two children and my little brother, and, you know, just sitting on just like 3 acres of land. If we didn't leave the property, we never saw another human being, you know. So the process of going within and just listening to spirit and knowing how to maneuver through that day to day, really is where a lot of the, I would have to say, the grounding and the just the locking down came in just really over the last few years. It's been just a beautiful, beautiful journey, and every day I'm learning so much more about that. The Temple of Atma started just maybe at the beginning of the year, right in transition when we were wanting to link on with Mountain Eagle Place, but to find another element to move into, the Temple of Atma developed. And the Temple of Atma is dedicated to restoring the balance of universal law. That's what Atma means. It's Sanskrit for the balance of universal law. And so through the Temple of Atma, we offer a lot of workshops and classes. The Temple of Atma, I guess, would be the traveling version of Mountain Eagle Place. Mountain Eagle Place doesn't really go anywhere, but the Temple of Atma is, you know, is reaching out and, you know, getting on the trains and going out to connect with the community to bring this awareness in. And I can't remember, I'm sorry, what the other question was.
Well, I wanted to kind of lead from that into, now, what are your plans for the Temple of Atma, and how does that relate to the metaphysical school, or does it? Are those two separate things? And I guess before we move into the school, we should also find out if someone is interested in learning more about the Temple of Atma, how do they get in touch with you? How do they follow the work that you'll be doing?
Okay, yes. The Temple of Atma, the Metaphysical Learning Center is an extension of the Temple of Atma, so it's one collective piece. The information, the philosophy, and the mission for the Temple of Atma, as well as for the Metaphysical Learning Center, are on the website, which is www.templeofatma.com. And right now we're in the process of raising money and getting sponsorship to build, to get a facility to actually build the school so we can have, you know, that place for people to come to learn and to experience their, you know, gifts and abilities within a wholesome, sacred, safe environment. So any information about that would be on the website, which is www.templeofatma.com. The Temple of Atma just recently got a Facebook page, so we'll have information on that as well, with just the Temple of Atma, as far as Facebook. And so it is connected through, because as we do the Metaphysical Learning Center, the other element that we'll have is helping or assisting with parents understanding the light beings that they have birthed, because when you have a child who physically looks like a child, but everything about them is very old, and, you know, you guys are sharing space, and you're, you know, in a space, you know, in a mindset that I'm the parent, you know, I should be, you know, controlling everything, and you have a child that's like, I don't know what you're doing right now, you know. It can be very frustrating to share space or to understand and honor the intensity that these little ones are coming in with. So through that, you know, we also will have classes to help parents understand how to parent these light beings. Because, you know, the old ways of, you know, speak when spoken to, shut up and sit down, the beatings, the switches, all of that, you know, it's a thing of the past. It doesn't exist now, especially not for these babies. Their spirits weren't, you know, they weren't brought in for that intensity. You know, they were brought to love and to share light. So when that intensity is inflicted on them, it's very crippling to their spirit. So it's actually, you know, an injustice, you know, on them to act in such ways. So it's all, you know, a collaboration, because the whole objective is to bring back the indigenous ways of having a solid family foundation. Is really effective right now. So mother, father, child, everyone is existing in a state of peace and harmony within themselves and within relationships with each other.
Well, that certainly sounds like a beautiful gift that you're giving, not only to the children, but to the parents, and as a result of that, to the entire community. I can imagine you'll be having lots of people coming in to support you through that process. So you keep us posted about what's happening, how you are doing in your development, and whatever way we can assist you, you know, it's just a matter of calling out, and if we've got to put it on air, we'll put it on air. If it's something we can do individually, then certainly I support you 100% in this initiative. One of the things I wanted to ask you, as you think about developing the Metaphysical Center for Children, are you also going to be incorporating indigenous ceremonies and practices? I know that through the Temple of Atma and other things that you personally do, you do sweat lodges and you do moon ceremonies and dream circles. Are you going to be bringing those kinds of rituals and activities and ceremonies through the school as well?
Absolutely. Ceremony is so important to our evolution. It is the element of connecting with the Creator and really being able to go within are just, oh my God, it's just so important to our evolution as, you know, as beings. So we definitely will be having ceremony for the children to understand, because the biggest part that we want the children to understand is that their gifts and abilities are for the greater good of being, you know, and being able to move in and out of space and time, or being able to be telepathic, or to interdimensional dreaming, all of these gifts, you know, but they have to be harnessed, they have to be mastered, and more so, they have to, you have to be humble to these gifts, you know, and understanding that they are gifts from the Creator, and they were given for to assist other beings in that, you know, in that space. And the best way to really
Okay, I think, Mahatra, have we lost you? Just hold on. We'll see if we can get your phone. You're still online, but we've lost your volume. So hold on. We'll do a quick I want to play a very short segment from one of the early Star Wars, where Yoda is working with his young student, and then we'll talk about that afterwards.
Always with you, what cannot be done.
Hello?
Hear you nothing that I say?
Hold on one moment.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try. Oh. always with you what cannot be done. Hear you nothing that I say? You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
There is no try, and one of the things that I have found on my own personal journey is understanding the difference between trying and doing. And the trying is kind of holding a vision for what you want to do, while the doing requires you to take the risk of entering the journey. And sometimes you do it well and sometimes you don't, but it's having the courage to continue to show up versus continuing to try, which doesn't necessarily require us to take action. So, Mahatra, are you with us still?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you better now. You're a little softer than you were when you first started out. But I want to just take a moment and say you're listening to Now Time Radio. Our show is Peace Talks, and this is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. We come to you every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And in addition to Peace Talk on Now Time Radio, we also have Sound Synchronicity on Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. On Wednesdays, we have Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers at 9 p.m. And once a month, the first Thursday of every month, we have started a new initiative called Seven Generations and Beyond, and that's on, again, the first Thursday of every month at 7 p.m., and this is an intergenerational program where adults and youth get together and talk about peace, what's important to them, each giving their gifts and sharing and growing together. So while I am hosting that show right now, our vision is that we will have different young people who will host different segments of the show. So this is a work in progress, and we want to invite you out next month. We had our premiere showing last night, and our next showing will be the first Thursday in February. Again, that's Seven Generations and Beyond. Welcome back to Peace Talks, and we're talking with Mahatra, Minister Mahatra, Three Buffalo Woman, with the Temple of Atma, and her new venture through the Temple of Atma, the Metaphysical School for Children. Welcome back, Mahatra.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened.
Your voice kind of took a dip for a moment.
Yeah, living in the woods.
That's right. Hey, but there are a lot of gifts for that as well. Let's talk some more about the importance of ritual and ceremony. The other day I happened to be listening to women, Wilma Mankiller with the Cherokee Nation, and she was saying that one of the ways that indigenous people have been able to remember their relationship to Mother Earth and to all living things, rather than entering into a separation consciousness to hold the communal consciousness, is through ceremony and ritual. It's through the ceremony, rituals, the storytelling, that connection lives on deep in the soul and in the genetic memory and in the way people choose to live. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to ask you the question, and I didn't know if you had any more you wanted to say about that before we move on.
Oh, yes. I'm not sure how much we got said before the phone cut out, but I definitely am a strong advocate and believer that ceremony is the number one way to be able to lock yourself in with a very strong connection of self and a connection with the Creator, and to be able to know, right and wrong and how to move in and out and through space, in time. It is definitely, definitely important, and it is one of our stronger elements that we will be incorporating within the school process of the children, which will be a lot of ceremony. And in ceremony, the best way, to get the most out of ceremony when it comes to children is allowing them to inquire and allowing them the space when they're ready to move into it. We just built a new lodge at Mountain Eagle Place a couple months ago, and my daughter, she was 6 at the time,
we, you know, have become, when you build it, you have to sweat. And she said, Mommy, I'm ready, you know. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, she's only six. And she was ready, and she got in, and she was in there for 4 hours, which was the length of the lot. And she came out just in a whole nother space. So every time now, you know, we go to have a ceremony or have a lodge there, she's like, oh, I'm ready to sweat, I'm ready to sweat. And, you know, so it's nothing that's forced on her. It's her own relationship. It's her own development that is happening there. So it is something that we strongly encourage and will be supporting at the Metaphysical for Children.
Oh, wonderful. Let's take a moment now, because I want to acknowledge that you come from a legacy of women who have taken a stand for holding on to their traditional ways and holding on to the dream of allowing the next generation to live into that legacy of their heritage, both the African-American, African, as well as the Native American. How did that shape the person that you are now? I know that when you're young, you kind of take these things for granted, and then all of a sudden one day you kind of come to an awareness of how awesome that is. So how has that impacted you?
In a very, very deep way. When we were younger, we were raised as indigenous. We were raised as a very indigenous life within the confinements, I guess, of America. But we weren't raised as Americans. We were very into the cultural ceremonial practices of being Native American. We were also brought up in the Yoruba temple as well as in an Islamic community. And people often, you know, had asked, how is that possible? But, you know, because we were born into that, it was the only thing that we knew. And we also were homeschooled. So my mom had the overall, I guess, control of our upbringing and the information that was instilled within us. And as a child, you only are at this one space and notice, like, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that, or everyone seems like they're having so much fun. As an older woman, I constantly, you know, call my mother, just praising her so much and giving so much thanks, because one thing that we always had was, you know, our God consciousness. She kept, you know, pushing ceremony. She kept pushing the indigenous ways. And that connection is something that we have now. And I don't know where I would be without. I couldn't imagine living in a space where I wasn't, you know, aware of just my relationship with the Creator, even being, you know, just 30 and here kind of in the middle of nowhere, but I have trees and land, and there's so much peace and beauty just developed within that. And when we were growing up, my mother used to send us to my grandmother's house also during the summer. Like, every summer we would be with my grandmother, and the whole summer we'd be eating and working on the tradition and the culture and the language and the prayers. And, you know, even though we were like, I don't want to go to, you know, summer camp, my mom's like, no, you know, you're going to your grandmother's. And now just, it's just so precious, and, you know, it's just so valuable to have, like, the skills and be able to do this walk with that information that my mother and my grandmother passed on, that I'm now able to pass on to my children. So it's been definitely a beautiful process, and just the impact of and I think it's a collaboration of everything. I think it's a collaboration of the prayers, the ceremony, the diet, definitely the homeschooling, allowing, you know, because somehow my mom knew, and she allowed our minds to be free, you know, like, we never had to conform to society's way of existing. You know, when we graduated, I graduated when I was 16, and there was nothing in my mind that said, you know, you're going to corporate America. My mom was very much, you know, travel, use your skills, use your art, you know, but always stay connected. And, you know, that's pretty much been our philosophy, and that's what's gotten me to the place I am now. And I'm extremely humble and grateful to my mother and my grandmother for doing that, even though we were all very resistant. You know, they just kept pushing right ahead, and I am very humble and grateful for that.
You're absolutely. Well, let's take a moment now. I want to identify our station. You're listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. My very special guest, Minister Mahatra, who has been in my life for quite a while, and I'm extremely proud of the work that she's doing through the Temple of Atma and her new venture now to expand what she has learned through the Temple of Atma and through her life journey to begin a metaphysical school for children. So we're going to take a break here. I want to announce also that next week on Peace Talks, my guest will be Majaya. Majaya is from the Kashi Ashram in Sebastian, Florida. She has done incredible work in service to communities not only here in this country but around the world, and has just written a new book. And so we're going to be talking about her new book and hearing more about Ma and the work that she's doing and sort of how she came into this space of this incredible ashram at Kashi. So I'm looking forward to next week when, again, we interview Majaya. Let's take a listen now. We've talked about the legacy that Mahatra is connected to. So, Minister Mahatra, let's do a tribute to your mother with one of her pieces on your sister's new CD called The Knowing.
Listen. Listen and remember. Remember when the sound of birds singing wrapped itself around your heart so tenderly that you became soft and moist and liquid as a tear. And that tear became a rushing river that knew no boundaries. It tore your shorelines loose as it ran freely through every cell in your body, then exploded into light. And that light became the joy in all things. And that joy became the love in all things. And that love became the knowledge of all things. And at that moment, in that long ago time, hidden in the wisdom of your blood memory, you breathed deeply of this knowledge, joy, love,
I know I have a car going away.
What is my path? How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.
Our wisdom cannot be lost, and our spirits cannot be broken. Our wisdom cannot be lost, whoa, and our spirits cannot be broken. Awaken to your power.
Welcome back to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. You've been listening to several songs. We have Nathan Dyke, who was just doing that beautiful instrumental. Before that, a segment from Sheila Chandra, Women Awaken to Your Power. We had The Knowing with Walks on Water, who is part of that legacy that we spoke of, that was the foundation for Mahatra. That was her mother, Walk on Water, from her sister, Mamuna Yusuf's new CD called The Blooming. Mahatra, what message would you like to share with our listening audience? What is it that's in your heart that you feel that's important in the sense of what you're doing, the path that you're following, and how does that relate to peace?
The message that I would like to share would be to, it's several things, to allow the awakening to take place within yourself, to any fears or any blockages or any backstories, to let them go, to look at it, you know, no matter how it hurts or it's hard to deal with or makes you want to cringe, but to just push through that and continue to move forward in your evolution and just to honor yourself and who you are and the gifts that you bring, as well as the gifts that your children, you know, no matter how small or, you know, whatever they're going through, but to honor them and as well as honoring yourself. And I think that once we get to a space where we are really honoring ourselves and really walking in our power and our light, that light that we carry within our own space will resonate to others just with being in that space. And if this, you know, once we allow this to continue, this pulsating of light and love energy, it will naturally bring a peace energy about. 2 years ago, I've dedicated my life to a state of peace and just walking with the ancestors and the angels and the spirits. And, you know, I've noticed just within my own existence that my days are more peaceful. They're more settled. I'm able to find that center a lot quicker than I was prior to committing my life to that. And, you know, allowing you to your mind to understand that we're all students and we're all teachers. And if we, you know, are able to follow in that flow of being able to teach as well as learn from every person, every being, every encounter, every experience, we as a whole, as a collective, will exist in a much more peaceful state of existence. So that would be what I would like to state before anything.
Well, very powerful. Let's give our listening audience your contact information once again in case people want to be in touch with you, Minister Mahatra, and the Temple of Atma. So why don't you give the website, and if there is a phone number where people can call, then you can provide that as well.
Okay. The website for the Temple of Atma is www.templeofatma.com. You can also email at Mahatara, MAHATARAH, at gmail.com. And the contact number, which would be my personal number as well as my business line, is area code 202-695-4888. And once you go into the website, the templeofatma.com website, you will, on the first page, you know, it lists all the information about the Metaphysical Learning Center and a space where people will be able to give donations and information about the spiritual life coaching sessions as well as classes and workshops that we offer, as well as the contact information is all on that page as well.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Mahatra, Three Buffaloes Woman. Thank you for being on Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. You know, you always have a place you can come back to, so when you are needing to get the word out, just give us a call and we'll get you on the show and we'll continue to update our listening audience with the progression of the Metaphysical Center for Children through the Temple of Atma, as well as other activities and programs that you're doing. So if you want to call in when you're doing something and get the word out to get more participation, please feel free to do so, knowing that you have a place right here on Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. And give
thank
my
you.
Love to the family and to those little wise ones that kind of guide you through this walk and let them know that their auntie loves them very much.
All right. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
All right, baby. Take care now. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio, and we've been listening to Minister Mahatra, Three Buffaloes Woman, and the work that she is doing. Next week, we will have Ma Jaya from the Kashi Ashram in Sebastian, Florida. We will be listening to our wise elder as she shares her stories and as she shares her new book and the great
information that is available to us now through this wonderful work that she has released. Majaya, I don't want to say too much about it because I want to save that for our show next week. So Majaya, next week, join us on the phone call. Call in. Be a part of the conversation. Also wanted to remind you that our next show is scheduled for Sunday, and that's going to be with Makua Ray and Sound Synchronicity at 9 p.m. Then on Wednesday, we have the Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers with your host, Audrey Scott Williams, and my co-host, Karen Hunter Watson. That's Wednesdays at 9 p.m. And then next Friday, we'll be back at 12 noon with Peace Talks, interviewing Majaya as she talks about her work and her new book. So once again, thank you for joining us on Peace Talks. We're going to acknowledge that Peace Together Peace by Mystic Column is always our opening song, because in truth, that's what we are seeking to do here on Peace Talks, Peace Together Peace. You heard the young girl who stopped the world for 5 minutes, then we went on to We Want Peace with Emmanuel Jal, introduced by Alicia Keys. So enjoy the work that you're doing. Enjoy the call of spirit that is within you. Honor that by courageously taking steps, not trying, as Yoda was saying, but doing. And sometimes that does mean taking risk. Sometimes that does mean doing something out of the ordinary. But if you're truly committed to your path, in your moment of need, all that you need will come forward. All you have to do is believe.
They said you wouldn't make it so far.